do to others. The hallway of San Ysidro. Senior high smelled like floor wax and rain. Classes had just ended, and students crowded the corridor, laughing, scrolling, complaining about quizzes. Mara walked with her friends, phone in hand, half listening as they talked about college entrance exams and which teachers were terror this semester. Then she saw him. Ethan sat alone on the stairs near the fire exit, shoulders slumped, clutching his phone like it might shatter. His eyes were red. Mara slowed down. She knew that look. Someone who just found out life doesn't care if you're tired. Earlier that morning, a video had gone viral in their batch GC. It was Ethan, recorded secretly while he struggled to present in class. His voice cracked. His hand shook. Someone added laughing emojis. Someone else edited it with background music. Mara didn't post it, but she laughed. She didn't defend him either. Now the comments were brutal. Ang-o-a. Cringe. Why is he even here? Mara felt something twist in her chest. She remembered how it felt last year when her own presentation went wrong, when her mind went blank, and she cried in the restroom, praying no one noticed. She remembered wishing, begging, that just one person would be kind. She stopped walking. Her friends didn't. Mara stood there, caught between the noise of the hallway and the quiet pain on the stairs. Part of her said, "Not your problem." Another part whispered, "If that were you?" She took a breath and walked toward him. "Hey," she said softly. Ethan looked up, surprised, like he didn't expect anyone to see him. "Oh, hi." She sat beside him, ignoring the damp steps. "I saw the video," she said, heart pounding. "I'm sorry." He laughed bitterly. "Everyone did." They sat in silence, broken only by the sound of rain hitting the windows. Mara wanted to say something smart, something that would fix everything. Instead, she said the truth. "I should have spoken up. I didn't. That was wrong." Ethan swallowed hard. "Thanks for saying that." Later that night, Mara opened her phone again. The video was still there, gaining views. Her finger hovered over the screen. She could stay quiet, safe, invisible, or she could do something that might cost her popularity. She typed a comment. "Mocking someone's weakness isn't funny. If this were you, you'd want compassion, too. Please take this down." A few people reacted with angry emojis. Someone replied, "Pa hero ka?" Her chest tightened, but then one by one others chimed in. Someone apologized. Someone deleted a meme. By morning, the video was gone. At school the next day, Ethan smiled at her in the hallway. It wasn't a big smile, just a real one. Mara realized something then. Kindness doesn't always feel good at first. Sometimes it feels scary. Sometimes it costs you comfort. But it always reflects who you choose to be. Jesus' words echoed in her mind. Do to others what you would have them do to you. Not when it's easy, not when it's deserved, but always. So in everything, do to others what you would have them do to you. Matthew 7:12, moral lesson. The way we treat others, especially when they are vulnerable, reveals our true character. Choosing kindness, even when it costs us comfort or approval, reflects genuine love and obedience. Before acting, ask, if I were in their place, how would I want to be treated?